The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to California Business Connections, brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce,
where diversity and opportunity are one.
From education to employment, entrepreneurship to innovation, this program is your weekly connection to the latest trends and opportunities throughout the state of California. Host Carl Davis Jr. talks to the rock stars of this great state and offers you engaging interviews and insights from local, regional, and internationally acclaimed entrepreneurs, along with business and community leaders to help you stay connected. Now, here's your host, Carl Davis Jr.
Hi, I'm Carl Davis Jr., and welcome to California Business Connections. As a former chamber president, and now the new Inclusivity Project Coordinator, I'm focused on helping all small businesses, especially Black and minority businesses. The Inclusivity Project is a project under the SBA's NorCal SBDC Centers. Now, SBDC stands for Small Business Development Center. Each SBDC center has certified business advisors that help small business owners with training and even one-on-one consulting for free. That's right, for free. Any small business can get this help. Yet my job is to make sure that Black-owned businesses get these services too. To learn more about the Inclusivity Project, go to inclusivity.com. Oh, theinclusivity.com. And there's a special promo we're doing this week. On April 26th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., we're going to be doing a Capital Summit. That's an Inclusivity Project Capital Summit. It's going to be in Highlands Community Charter Center. That's Oak Park Campus, 2520 33rd Street in Sacramento. To get more information on it and register, you go to calbcc.org. That's calbcc.org. You know, we help all small businesses. We help them start, finance, grow, and even exit their businesses. If you're interested in getting help for your business, contact the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce and ask for Sam Washington or me, whether it's capital.
Thanks, sir.
That's a plug for you, Sam. Whether it's capital, that's the vital money you need for your business, or technical assistance, that's help on operating and growing your business, or access to opportunities, that's contracts, folks. We can help you. Send an email to me with the subject line radio show to Carl Davis Jr. at comcast.net. Wow. I guess today, and I say they're plural, is Mr. Sam Washington himself, but Sherelle Washington, Sam's wife. Sherelle, how you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. And thank you so much, Mr. Davis, for having me along with you and Sam this morning. I'm very grateful for this opportunity. I'm doing well, and I'm enjoying this beautiful spring morning.
Sam, how are you doing today?
Well, sort of tolerable.
How was that? I'm doing great, man. Well, glad to have her on board to share with us this morning. And thank you for the space, Carl. This is fantastic.
Well, normally a lot of information is, or a lot of focus is on Sam. He's the chamber president for Silicon Valley Black Chamber. But today I thought it'd be really interesting to bring on Sam's wife and focus the attention on Sherelle. Sherelle has a business herself, Sam. So I was looking at her bio, and Sherelle's a clinical herbalist, an educator, consultant, speaker, dancer, and martial arts specialist. Huh? And I just thought about Sam getting beat up there at the house, but that's okay.
That's what everybody claims. I'm telling you, I'm a victim.
Sherelle, before we get started in your business, tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, who is Sherelle Washington?
Gosh, you know what? That's a great question. Just kidding.
Sam can answer that.
Just kidding. But really, my first passion was dance. And so I still am, but professionally, I danced for many, many years, and I started at the age of 9. And so with that, I went to my undergraduate degree is in dance. And then from there, I danced professionally here in the Bay Area. And I danced with well-renowned companies like Fuadia Congo, which is a Congolese dance company. I danced with artists Illuminaire, Robert Henry Johnson. I danced with other artists like Joanna Highgood, Sokol Dance Theater, toured, performed at Jacob's Pillow. And then I also performed in places like in Hawaii at the Bishop Museum, performed at the Kodak Theater in Los Angeles and Hollywood. And so dance was definitely a lifelong passion that I pursued for many years. And then, you know, from there, I went to begin studying martial arts at the encouragement of my husband. And I started training in martial arts, and I started that journey now almost 12, 13 years ago. And so that allowed me to, you know, learn the art of self-protection, which is important, I think, especially for girls, to be able to learn how to self-protect, and also develop a really successful program for children called Martial Arts Kids Play, which I had the privilege of teaching in many different after-school programs and also Montessori schools here in the Bay Area that just teaches children from the ages of 2 and 5, just some martial arts concept, but in the form of play and games. So that was a really wonderful program that I still have, but that when I was really active in promoting it and sharing it, I was really able to bring that to the different after school and Montessori school programs. And then, of course, in 2016, I began to pursue, you know, studying and learning about herbs. And that actually began with my grandmother, who was my first herbal teacher. And so, you know, herbs and things natural was always around me. But I definitely felt called to actually pursue that in 2016. And so I attended the California School of Herbal Studies in Forestville. And Forestville is located going up towards Guerneville, which is a little bit past Santa Rosa. And so I did many of the programs there. And then in 2022, I returned to obtain my clinical credentials. And so that gives me the credentials to be able to practice what we call clinical herbalism, which allows me to actually have practice and to actually, assess and evaluate and really formulate herbs for to help people in their health. So I would say some people say I'm a polymath. Some people say that I'm a hyphenated person. But I think really all of those things that I have learned really allows me to just be of greater service to people. And then also to be a change agent, a positive change agent. And it's also, you know, like, I don't know if I can say this, but it reminds me of a scripture where it says to be all things to all men so that some might see Jesus.
Yeah.
And so I think that, you know, the more we can do, I think the more opportunities we have to be effective. And I think having multiple skills is what allows us to be able to understand people better, to be able to serve people better, to be able to be a greater witness for God better. So it's just, it's a lot of pluses, I think, when we can all, it can expand. And I think also it gives us a chance to see God at work. You know, that, you know, we're not so hooked into just one thing. And it's not to say that there's anything wrong with that, but my life seems to have worked in this way that, you know, and I just thought dance would be the thing that I would do forever. But no, and I think as I grew and as I just experienced life, I later on realized how valuable it is to be able to have many different skill sets, and to also, you can love them all equally passionately as well.
Wow.
You know, so I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, no, man, that, you know, that shows about the depth and the breadth of your character, and you're well-grounded, as Paul says, you know, be all things to all people. You know, I was wondering about your dance. Did you know Debbie Allen, her husband is a good friend of mine, Norm Nixon.
Oh, wow.
And did you get a chance to meet Debbie when you were dancing in L.A.?
No, but you know what? I felt like I met Debbie every week on her show, Fame. That was the show that I just watched religiously. And it was just so many of us who wanted to dance. That was our way to dance. I mean, we just got so much inspiration from the character that she played. And just seeing so much dance on the television at that time was just so inspirational. And to see Black people doing dance on the screen was just even more impressive. And so I never met her, but I felt like I've known her most of my life only because she was just such a key inspiration in that show.
Well, Sam, I'm going to let you comment on your, herbalistic, you know, solutions to Sam, because I know for a fact that, you know, it's helped him and it's helped some other people. Can you comment on that, Sam? Can you give us a testimony?
I most certainly can. I would venture to say that I think Black America, I think Americans in general, Black America most assuredly needs to, that we need to go back and remember our roots with regard to our upbringing, our experience, both those of us who have that background, a history in Africa, on the continent before we came here as slaves, and also that we come to understand better our health and social roots here in America, in the course of both before, during, and after slavery. And what I mean by this, a lot of the things that we did for our health, the things we did to survive, we didn't get the best of the food. In fact, very often we learned to live on the scraps and the waste that we were left with as slaves here in America. Much of which today is the food that you are now sold in high-end restaurants and in TV shows and high-end teaching and cooking shows that were the bottom of the barrel were things that Black people ate normally. So, you know, greens and the what we call
Agma.
Pork. Yeah. Pork, you know, pork.
Chitlins.
Exactly. You know, I didn't want to use the word off the bat, but yeah, call them chitlins. Or chitterlings, as they were placed in the grocery stores. You know, people are like, what is a chitterling?
Well, you know what, Sam? I'm gonna get you to hold right there, and I'm gonna get you continue on the second half of the show, because we're gonna take a short break. I love what you're talking about, though, but we'll be back in a moment. You're listening to California Business Connections. Welcome back. I'm Carl Davis Jr., and you're listening to California Business Connections. Sherelle Washington and Sam Washington are on the line, and Sam was just talking about our history, and he was just talking about, chitlins. can you take it from there, Sam?
Oh, sure. Because, like I said, we lived on pretty much not just pork rendering, but we lived on the, you know, on beef tongue and those kinds of things. No one would eat those things. When we were brought here as slaves, these items that now are delicacies in restaurants and things are based on the cooking habits of Black people. The whole construct of barbecue is from the Black experience. Now you have folks in Europe and Asia, and everybody's got their special kind of barbecue design. That, but here in America, that's where that drove from, is our experience as slaves. As you know, bringing here, being brought here to work, and make our way through, as part of the organization of America. So now, what does that have to do with Sherelle and herbalism? Well, part of that experience, part of what you know as medicines today, part of what people is known to know today as pharmaceuticals, is out of the Black experience. Many, many herbs and that Sherelle talks about as a clinical therapist and as a and when I say therapist, I mean a clinical nutrition therapist and herbalist. They these were developed from plants and herbs and compounds and things that were developed by Black people and shared with Native Americans. And even eventually with Hispanics and Asians on the other side of the country, as we developed medicines and foods and abilities to heal wounds and even survive and respond to deadly diseases, those were often developed by Black herbalists, by Black doctors that they call themselves and that the communities call them. People got sick, people got stomach bugs or worms, those kinds of things. They would go to one of these people like Sherelle's grandmother and great grandmother who focused on these things. And these are, so when you see her name and picture on the wall at Cornell among great herbalists, that's Sherelle Washington. When she teaches and talks about these subjects and the history of Black America as herbalists, as doctors, those are the people who like George Washington Carver and some lady who's the lady who Harriet Tubman.
Yeah.
They developed herbs and plants and things to heal people who got bites and scratches and infections from, you know, from the swamps and things as they were running away from the slave experience, as they were making their way to freedom. Much of that stuff that you know about, those are now medicines.
Wow.
They've been co-opted, they've been edited, and they're now being produced by the FDA or by FDA registered companies who, I don't want to use the word stole. it sounds harsh, but that's actually what they did. They stole them from these people. They took these herbals and they took these ingredients and they took these plants. They refined them. They added one or two things and they called it, I don't want to use anybody's official name, but let's just call it Bob's sleep medicine or Johnson's liver pills or those kinds of things. All of those are natural herbs and compounds that were developed by people like Sherelle.
I know you're proud, Sam, that Sherelle's your wife, you know, but Sherelle has a business and I wanted her to get a chance to talk about her business itself, about the natural body care and botanicals, Exalted. You know, can you talk a little bit about that, Sherelle?
Yes. Actually, Exalted Natural Body Care and Botanicals was originally founded in 2012. And principally, our service was retail in that we would sell space sprays, yoga mat cleaners, pulse point oils. And those products were made by a local artisan here in the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. And we did that as a start. And we would do events and sell things. But, you know, eventually I became interested and wanted to sell my own product. And to actually, you know, just create my own. And so that was another reason why I decided to go to herb school. And so in 2016, that's when we started to shift to focusing in on that. But another change happened. And that was that once I knew that I would really pursue herbalism and particularly be able to help support people through herbs, I wanted to do a custom formulation. And so Exalted Natural Body Care and Botanical, our focus is customized herbal formulations. And so what does that mean? That means that in order to access that, that one would have to schedule a consultation with me. And in that consultation, that's when we would review, you know, your health history, and we would, you know, really isolate, you know, principal concerns that one might have. And then from there, then offer recommendations. And then I would take all of that information based on the client's, you know, needs and what their indications are with their health. And then I would create a customized formula based on that. And so that approach is very personal and very specific and unique to each individual person. And so that has been really the thrust of my business to to offer that service. And I also do events. Like, I have an event coming up at the end of this month. Well, I'll sell a small scale amount of things that I make myself, that I make things seasonally. But that's at the core of my business, is customized formulations. And then also through the brand, I teach. And I've got a workshop coming up in May in San Francisco, where I'll be teaching a DIY do-it-yourself herbal care, just teaching people how to make simple solutions for themselves as we're still in the season of spring. And so I would say the main thing is formulations and education and events. And so
how can people reach you? I mean, I'm curious about, if somebody's listening to this and they want to get into business theirself, and they want to reach you, how could they contact you?
Okay, well, I'm on social media. You can find me at on Facebook at Exalted Natural Body Care and Botanicals. I'm also on Instagram at Exalted Natural Body Care. And then you can also come to my website at www.exaltednaturalbody.com. And then you can subscribe to my email, or you can contact me and just click the little button and send your name and email. And then that information will come to me and I will respond immediately to you.
Yeah, Sherelle's a member.
Me?
So you'll find her business there as well on the Silicon Valley Black Chamber website. But also, I just wanted to say this, and I know is uncomfortable mentioning this, but I will tell you, the formulations that Sherelle makes pretty much are from head to toe. People losing their hair, people having skin problems, people also having high blood pressure, sugar diabetes issues, all of these kinds of things. She makes natural health formulations for a range of issues, some that probably aren't things we want to mention public, just a range of formulations that are all natural. And also, I would send up formulations, but she also teaches basic cooking and nutritional standards, like greens and beans and historical, using okra and watermelon rinds and those kinds of things to make foods and things that I would say Black America has largely forgotten about, except in isolated places across the South. These are how we have all lived so long.
I want her to give that information about her website and how to contact her on Facebook. And I want her to spell it out, because Exalted, people may spell it with an E and it's
right.
And it's with an I. So go ahead and spell it out.
I'm sorry we got cut off. I apologize for that. Okay. So I can be, you can reach me on social media, and it's Facebook, and it's Exalted, spelled with an IXALTED, Natural Body, on Facebook, and the same handle on Instagram, IXALTED, Natural Body. And then my website is www.ixaltednaturalbody.com.
Wow. Sherelle Washington and Sam Washington, a couple that's on today. Man, I've enjoyed this so much. We're out of time right now, but we want to thank our guests, Sherelle and Sam Washington. You can hear this show again via podcast from our local Black Chamber of Commerce, Silicon Valley Black Chamber. Go to blackchamber.com, click on resources, then communications, and you can hear any of our past podcasts. We want to let you know about a special promo coming up about the Capital Summit. That's going to be April 26th in Sacramento. And you go to calbcc.org. That's calbcc.org. So until we meet again, whether it's education, health, even politics and sports, it's all about business. Stay safe and stay connected. You're listening to California Business Connections.
You've been listening to California Business Connections with Carl Davis Jr., brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. For more information about today's show, go to blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com. If you would like to know more about a specific guest or make recommendations for upcoming guests and topics, email Carl at carldavisjr@comcast.net.
That's Carl Davis, JR, at Comcast.net.
Keeping you connected. California Business Connections.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.